Thanks, Mark. It's great to be with you today. As Mark mentioned, I'm Lisa Vasik, the Managing Director for Transaction Banking globally. Let me start by outlining what our transaction banking business does. We partner with 4,500 customers around the world, delivering two businesses: payments and cash management, which includes our platforms business, and our trade and supply chain finance business. Our discussions today center on the payments and cash management business, which I will refer to as PCM, acronym number one. PCM is fundamental to our customers securely moving money and managing their liquidity to support their business. For ANZ, PCM is an anchor for developing deep banking relationships and provides circa 80% of transaction banking's profit, courtesy of a materially high ROE. Our customers depend on us to receive and make payments domestically and cross-border, to manage liquidity via cash pooling and sweeps to optimize cash flow and working capital, provide visibility, control, and security over their cash, and importantly, to give advice and solutions on how to digitize their cash flow, use their data, build customer propositions, and support treasury-related processes. We have a unique role to help our customers grow their businesses profitably and manage risk through integrating banking into their business systems, providing digital solutions to streamline processes, offering insights based on the data we manage, and most importantly, helping them improve experiences for their end customers. We play a pivotal role in helping customers move from traditional payment methods, such as checks and cash, to newer capabilities, such as real-time payments. This is about the digital transformation. But there are four criteria that are really critical for our customers in choosing who they use as their payments and cash management provider. And they are, number one, superior product, including integration capability, channel proposition, service, and banker capability. Number two, data insights and thought leadership. Number three, and probably one of the most important, ongoing and long-term investment and commitment by ANZ specific to PCM capability. And four, our governance, risk management, and contractual undertakings. And we measure all of these metrics. As Mark mentioned, we have invested heavily and delivered in capability and capacity and have a great base from which to move forward. We have a dedicated industry and innovation team, in addition to our product management, that is focused on ensuring we stay current and effectively leverage emerging customer technology and industry developments. Our PCM products anchor our long-term customer relationships that we can then broaden to include the full Insto product suite. Being the leading provider of PCM solutions in Australia and New Zealand brings significant advantages to our institutional business. We are the number one in market share in both markets, as rated by customers in the annual Peter Lee Large Corporate Survey. And we've led the market for more than 7 years in net customer acquisitions. In addition to our domestic position, our international network is unique and highly valued by our customers across the Asia-Pacific region, Europe, and North America. Customers use our regional expertise and network to deliver banking services, including PCM, in countries such as Singapore, Hong Kong, and China, as well as countries where there are fewer highly rated banking partners, such as Laos, Vietnam, Indonesia, and the Philippines. As a result, we provide PCM capabilities to companies such as Amazon, BHP, Toyota Motors, American Express, Temasek, Lendlease, and Visy Industries, to name but a few. The PCM business delivers significant income that is the characteristics of annuity income and operational deposits for our institutional business. Operational deposits are funds that are used to meet customers' day-to-day liquidity needs and require the underlying payments and collections to be categorized as such under APRA and BAL regulations. These deposits are sizable, sticky, and less sensitive to interest rate movements and form the core of our customers' liquidity management. As at the 31st of March this year, PCM held 103 billion in operational deposits on behalf of our customers, providing a considerable source of high-quality liquidity for the group. This represents 60% of institutional's overall deposit base. There are three elements that make our PCM business unique. Number one, our regional network, which supports customers moving trade and capital across Asia Pacific. And our network compares favorably to regional and global competitors who have broad network reach but lack the depth of relationships in our home markets. Number two, we're operating at a scale and velocity unmatched by our domestic peers. Number three, our long-term relationships with our customers. And there are two reasons why our PCM relationships tend to be long-term. Firstly, we are part of our customers' day-to-day operations and business activities. Secondly, integrating our customers' enterprise resource planning with banking systems is complex. However, we are working very hard to make transitioning to ANZ seamless for our customers, and Lee Marnie will share some more detail shortly. So when we talk about platforms, what do we mean? Platform services forms a part of our PCM business. These are the services we provide to our customers, primarily banks and financial institutions, giving them access to our technology, our processes, our systems and expertise to in turn deliver services to their end customers. We have an enterprise-wide capability in payments, which provides the ANZ Group with scale, delivery and cost advantages, and Nigel Dobson will speak on this a little later. Our payments capability delivers revenue from both interest margins and fees. It is resilient throughout the cycle and creates economies of scale. It generates new revenue streams and increases operational deposits via intermediaries, such as brokers, wealth managers, superannuation funds, and our core customer base, including government. Our platform service comprises correspondent banking, executing and clearing transactions in Australia and New Zealand on behalf of international banks. Client monies, enabling our customers to set up virtual accounts, also known as accounts on behalf of, for their underlying customers, supporting both the stockbroking, professional service firms, administrators, leasing companies, lawyers, and property service companies. Agency services, offering other financial institutions access to our technology and expertise and compliance measures so they don't have to have a physical presence here in Australia or directly connect to local payment clearing systems. We can do that on their behalf. Real-time payments, or NPP agency, which allows our customers, including financial institutions, government agencies, and large corporates, to use ANZ's new payment infrastructure to provide real-time payment services to their customers. ANZ has a long history as an intermediary or platform bank. Today, we are the number one clearing bank in Australia and New Zealand, with 60% market share, and we are the number one bank offering agency products. We're expert at settling transactions and delivering funds. In fact, we provide clearing services to more than 500 financial institutions. It is the strength of our PCM offering that drives opportunities and scale in our platform's business and gives us the credibility to deliver these services. Our customers want an experienced, innovative, and trusted partner that already manages regulatory risk exceptionally well. This is not something that can be easily emulated. Our expertise, digital know-how, and deep relationships with our customers has created an opportunity for lasting competitive advantage, a lowered risk profile, and a diversified income stream with high return on equity. To the end of the March half, our PCM business earned circa 860 million in revenue, with a return on equity through the cycle in excess of 80%, delivering around a quarter of institutional's profit and circa 10% of ANZ Group profit in the period. The PCM business is a small consumer of ANZ's capital, given the only credit exposures to overdrafts and corporate cards. Only 3% of institutional's risk-weighted assets are associated with PCM. Our customers are highly rated. The nature of what we manage for these customers, their operating cash flows, are low risk, making the overall PCM business low financial risk. Around 80% of our PCM revenue comes from net interest income and 20% from fees. In the platform space, it's around 60% from net interest income and 40% from fees. The income stream is sticky and sustainable, even times of interest rate variability, and with a large portion of the operational balances at fixed net interest margins and at a lower rate pricing compared to wholesale and term deposit funding. Our average relationship exceeds 10 years in tenor, and has a low churn. Turning our attention to the financial contribution that platform services deliver. In the first half of 2023, platform services delivered about a quarter of PCM revenue and approximately 12% of deposits. Over time, we expect new income from the Client Money's proposition to fuel future growth. The number of accounts on the Client Money's platform has increased from  52,000 accounts in first half 2019 to 411,000 accounts in first half 2023 and growing. The customers that use Client Money's platforms are wealth and stockbroking firms who hold large pools of highly valued operational deposits. I appreciate that I've covered a lot of ground quite quickly. So there are two points I'll make in closing. Number one, our leadership position in PCM in Australia and New Zealand and our unique regional network and technology provides us with a competitive advantage. Number two, our position is sustainable, given the four following points. Trust. What we help customers manage is absolutely critical to their ongoing business operations. Strong financial commitment, particularly to build the expertise and ongoing investment in the payment technology and innovation to support our customers. Three, the benefits of scale. This model works because we manage millions of payments daily and have capacity to grow. And finally, our globally relevant network. ANZ is the only domestic bank truly networked around the region, and it will be very expensive and time-consuming to replicate. I'd now like to introduce Lee Marney, Head of Institutional's Digital Platforms. Lee has been driving our customer digital platforms for the past 10 years, and we've asked him to speak to you today about our platform services in more detail. Over to you, Lee.